Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Putting in my beverage order.
Get off the phone.
I'm putting in my beverage order.
Get off the phone.
Shane will screw it up if I don't have it right there in print for him. I gotta make sure I get it right.
You're not a millennial. Get off the phone.
I am not chatting it up with pals.
Okay. Whatever that means.
But you are welcome for your beverage I'm paying for.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you
yes,
bet.
I appreciate
you bet.
That. Yeah.
No worries.
Very much.
Frank Bowles with us from 41
you
Action
also
News.
Paid for my wonderful
well,
steak
and that was,
company hamburger. It was really good.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you.
Good.
I'm going to tell you that was a donation to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
It was. Yes, it was.
So
I saw Scott Cruz here. So.
Yes, yes. The legend.
The legend. Good.
Does such a great job there with the with the Big Brothers Big Sisters. Yes. Dollar raffle. Get in for the raffle. You can win fillets or autographed items from Eric Hosmer if you want to get in on the raffle.
It's beautiful. Might want to tell people probably to come here buy steaks, but Eric's probably going to be gone by the time they would arrive. And they're going to give him, what, a couple hundred people in line with their wristbands for autographs?
Mm-hmm.
I think that has been the
closed out. They'll sign at least those. I don't want to, you know.
Okay.
I would say that right now you're probably, if you're headed this way, you're not looking good.
You're not looking good now.
That's what I would tell you.
I can tell you from the crowd right now, yes.
And again, I would advise everyone to be a real human being.
Okay. In the heat.
Yeah, don't be a jerk.
Sure, I got
you.
I understand. So they say people are here at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
4 a.m. Yeah. This morning?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Curtis was here.
I was.
Yeah.
I was
the first
guy.
Big, yeah, first guy.
A big folding chair. I was ready to go.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So we're working good. Working good so far. How about it? This does speak to when you see all these people here. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like everybody's just working across the street. We see people like this guy right here. I know this guy. I beat him in fantasy basketball. When you see that guy there, you're making an effort to come over here.
Sure, all these people because this is not a residential area. This is an industrial area.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you come down here for the first time, if you're looking for it, you're gonna, put it in your GPS and go, oh, there it is on the side. There's nothing out on the roadway. It says Kansas City Steak Company. So
but,
you got to look.
But you want to put a 5140 Kansas Ave, 51st
yes.
and Kansas Ave
yes,
as a location. Because some great specials in there and great Father's Day gifts is what you can take advantage of. But, look, we're probably headed for, hopefully last night is the launching point for them getting red hot and going back to the postseason and winning another World Series.
Okay.
That's what I hope it is. I'd bet against it, right? But
but
that's what I hope it is. But I smile to see this. To think of where the Royals were in 07 and 08 and 9 and 10 and 11. And even as Dayton Moore had the process going, we didn't realize how well it was going maybe at that time. But to see, I said a long time ago, early in Dayton Moore's tenure, that if this is going to work, then there has to be, there was some friction between some players and fans. And as I said, look, if this is going to work in Kansas City, there has to be a romance. There has to be a love affair between the fans and the team, but likewise the organization and the fans. And I think this is an example of that. This is why it worked. There was always many more fans and a much deeper passion than you would have thought when you looked at a game that was listed at attendance of about 9,000 or 10,000 and really had about 1,500 at the ballpark and lost number 104. Towards the end of the season, there was always more of a passion than that from the fans. They were just beaten down. And I think this is a testament that the organization on the baseball side, led by Dayton Moore, has certainly shown that they have a passion for their fans. And this line of people waiting to get an autograph is a result of that.
In the beginning, okay, when the ownership changed and we had the oversee committee for a while with David Glass, and then as he took ownership over, and they started to lose. I don't think anybody had any faith in ownership. I don't think it had anything to do with the general manager or who they were trying to accumulate or who they were drafting. As soon as the owner seemed to get on board, okay, and Dayton Moore started to work with the owner and say, hey, this is how it can work. I'm serious. We do this. We can accomplish this. I know we're losing 100 games a year. I know it's hard to see through the losses. But if we can do this and – it started to happen. They started to turn around, and Dayton could then turn around to David Glass and say, see, I told you, we need some time, we need some people, we need some money, and we need to show the fans that we really care. Otherwise, you're going to have 1,500 people in here at Decay. Doesn't make any sense for you to be the owner to continue this downhill slide. Your best bet as the owner is to start winning baseball games and to make this franchise worth more money. And as soon as he could see through that and go, you know, he's right. And they started to put these players together. You get the Hosmers and Moustakas, now Gordons and Salvador Perez, now Cetus Escobar, and started to put the nucleus of this baseball team together. And they started to win together. And they seemed like really good guys. Then all the fans started to come on board. Players were on board. And everything just worked through the end of 13, through about the middle of 14 when everybody's getting disgruntled again. Then the race to the end of 14, the win over the Astros in the wild card game. Going to Game 7 and being 90 feet away from a tie in Game 7 of the World Series against the Giants. And then, of course, turning around at 15 and winning the championship. And everybody gave him a pass in 16, figuring they've been to, you know, to the World Series twice in 2 years. They're going to be worn out a little bit. They're going to be a little tired. Okay, we're going to give you a pass here. And then try to get back in this year. And they came out of the blocks really, really slow. That hurt them. Attendance has gone down. Listenership and viewership has gone down with this franchise, but it's still pretty good. And all you're gonna have to do, like you said, if last night's a launching pad, okay, and they win that game, you know, they have walk-off fashion, they have the big salve splash, and everybody can take it back to 2014 against Houston, then I think if they can turn this into some wins right now, it's going to really help. But the problem is now they go up against Keuchel and McCullers next two, and then they go nine games on the road. The teams are playing on the road ain't that great.
San Diego and San Francisco to start.
Right. But the deal is, if you're going to use this launching pad, you got to quit winning two, losing two. Winning two, losing two. Winning two, losing two. It's not going to get done. You're going to have to win.
Got to have a 12 of 15 at some point.
Exactly. Yeah, or 20 of 10, 20 and 10, something.
Yeah, you do. They're going to have a hot month. But I don't know that. Look, at what point do we declare the Indians aren't as good as everybody thought they were?
Right now.
Was it official? Because
sure,
you know. I mean, I think
otherwise they'd be where Houston is. Well, you know what I mean. If they had done what everybody thought they were going to do, they'd be where Houston is.
It wouldn't be in second place at least.
No, they certainly wouldn't.
We know this. Look, part of the pessimism with this season rides with the fact that the Indians are expected to be really, really good. They were a couple of pitches away from winning a world championship last year. They were everybody's pick to win the American League this year for a lot of the prognosticators. I like the Astros. I think Rob liked the Astros too, but they're certainly supposed to be a dominant team. And you know, one of the things I would encourage people to do is, as long as the Indians don't put this team away, get back in emotionally invested. You mentioned the ratings being down. What if they do make it happen and you didn't jump on board? Like, how much better would 14 have been if everybody was on board for the beginning of the year? It was phenomenal. But I see, like, there's a lot of, like, 14 divisional champ shirts.
Absolutely.
Those were not bought because they were the quantity of those were not bought because they were confident that they were going to be adding a 15 world champion t-shirt to it. They bought it because they thought, good Lord, this is kind of a fluke.
And when the series ended, said, well, that was a wonderful little month, wasn't it?
Yeah, and there was great optimism and passion, but knowing it was going to be the same. And so now I think we've kind of gotten back to that it's not going to work. And, you know, Eric Hosmer said it when he was sitting here with me. Do you want to get off to a hot start? Sure, everybody wants to start the season hot. That's what you want to do. Said, but it's a long season. It's a grind. You know you're going to come around. That's what he's talking about with his own struggles in the month of April. And I would encourage the fans, go ahead. You know, I mean, I'm not going to tell you to watch something that's not entertaining. They're getting their ass kicked. It sucks.
No fun, yeah.
A lot of people
probably turned it off
last
night.
Probably did. Probably
did. Fourth inning.
Royals need to do this a number of more times to convince people that I got to hang in there because I might see something special. But don't, you know, the journey's part of it. And I do want to remind you that there may be a season where they come out and they're only going to win 65 as part of putting it all back together again. Don't miss the run to perhaps 84 where they're in a race into September. That's fun baseball to watch.
Sure it is.
I mean, are they a long shot if they're six back on September 1? Yes. But are they in it? Sure. And you might not get that for the next 2 or 3 years. Right. So enjoy that. Gobble that up now while you can.
Well, enjoy what's happening right now. I know they're in last place. Okay? They win a game last night in walk-off fashion. They got two really good pitchers they're going up against and a really solid lineup with Houston the next two nights again. They got nine games on the road. Just – just see where they go. Just that they still, you know, you see Hosmer and Nick. I don't know how much they talk amongst each other and say, man, this really, man, where are we or what are we doing here or, you know, what's the deal? I still think they look at the stadiums and go, look, guys, I know we got all these teams to climb past, but we're still in it. Let's get back to 500. Don't start worrying about first yet. Just get back to 500 midway through July and go, wow, you know, we are in the middle of this because I don't think anybody's going to run away with this division.
To hammer your point home, 2003-2016, would Royals look back at those two seasons, which one do they think was the better season? Like, by far, it's 03. They won two more games that year than they did a year ago, but because of what had happened before it, they didn't view last year as a really fun year because they had expected it to be another World Series year. It's your point is right. If to have a season like that should be something to be appreciated while the opportunity lasts.
Yeah.
Now that being said,
yes,
tough sledding. Very tonight's tough sledding.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Sure.
But if you get one of the next two. And God forbid you get three. If you get one of the next two, I mean, they push it on down. They delay it.
Absolutely.
You can still be invested. And I do think that, you know, the story, they're not going to win 95 games. They're not going to catch that kind of fire. But if the Indians won't take it, they can steal it.
Yeah, they can steal come out it of nowhere end. And do it. Problem That's is right. you got to climb. So if they were in second place and they were six and a half down, you just go, okay.
I agree.
You know, they're right there.
It'd be really nice to get the win on two accounts tonight. One. Beat Keuchel.
Yes.
And know that you've got at least a split on the series with the Astros and have the potential to win a four-game series with the Astros. And remember, the Astros were playing great ball to start the year when the Royals went down there, eight games, and the Astros were 7-1 or whatever they were. Mm-hmm. And the Royals took two out of three from them down there. It'd be great to go ahead and finish that deal, and especially if you're going to see them in the playoffs. But no, we still own you. Don't forget.
Yeah.
But also, I think it'd be great to have that win. And move forward because it keeps them alive, keeps the fans alive.
Sure it does.
And proves that you can beat good teams. And so this is a big game tonight. I don't think you want to go in happen to beat McCullers. I was actually got the better stuff compared to Keuchel, but Keuchel's a little bit more wily. But get the win tonight, and you start to feel like, okay, this is real.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, what's Cleveland's doing this year in big highlight 2015? Because this was supposed to be what they were going to do, jump out and roll.
Yeah, you heard the Royals' 15 season pointed to all the time by everyone who's picking Cleveland this year. To be a dominant team, not just a good team, but a dominant team.
To come off of what they came, how they ended their season and start the way they did 15. And Cleveland showing you how tough that is to do and just how remarkable that really was 2 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a hard deal. And they went and they got, you know, disappointed in the World Series and came out of there, and they lost the World Series, but they have not come out of the chute like the Royals did after being 90 feet away and then just taking it to them in 2015 and just, you know, right out of the chute. You know, Donovan Ventura throwing at people, guys fighting at first, you know, just really having that chip on their shoulder. Cleveland did not come out with a chip on their shoulder. No.
Frank Bohl is with us from 41 Action News. We're live with the Kansas City State Company, 5140 Kansas Ave. Great spot to come down and shop for your Father's Day gifts. Eric Hosmer is signing autographs. I doubt you can leave and get here now and get your autograph signed, but if you want to give it a shot, do it. Just don't get your panties in a bunch if it doesn't happen. But come on down and shop for Dad. Great Father's Day gifts. I got all kinds of great combos that you can get here at the Kansas City State Company. And if you're over on the south side of town, don't forget Rockin' Brews, 10 items for $10. It's lunchtime every Monday through Friday, 10 items for $10, and they are all great. Everything on that Rock and Brews menu is made from scratch. 5701 West 135th Street right there in the Prairie Fire Development at 135th and all. And don't forget Tuesday, Star of the Week, their burger Tuesday at Rock and Brews. Made from scratch burgers, big 10-ounce burgers, all of them, everything on the menu. Get it all for $5. That includes your fries or sweet potato fries or onion rings. Includes the cheese, the bacon, the fried egg, whichever one you choose. You get it all for $5. There's no add-ons to this deal. That's every Tuesday, all day Tuesday, at your neighborhood Rock and Brews at 135th and all.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue Burns end of the hour answer. Scooter Jeanette tied a record for the fewest career home runs going into a four-homer game. He had 38 before
Mark
last
Witten.
Night. Mark Witten.
Nailed it.
Is the correct answer in 1993 on his way to his 105.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting Mark Whitten.
How is hard-hitting Mark Whitten hit 105?
Yeah, had 38 at the time. The most anyone ever had was 299, Carlos Delgado in 2003.
Wow. So it happens kind of earlier in your career.
Generally.
When you haven't proven it. I mean, I don't suppose they tested Bonds and Root. You know, they pitch around you. That's part of the equation for that.
He can't possibly hit another one.
That's right.
He can't possibly. Yeah. And now he won't get. Now he has his fifth hit.
Well,
he had three going into this.
Getting the fourth one. I mean, like, when you got three, you know he's going for it.
Oh, sure.
And that's when they never get it.
Right.
And so for him to do it, maybe he's like, I'm not a power hitter. I don't even need to try. And that's why he did it.
Well,
I don't know.
Or maybe pitchers weren't intimidated by a guy named Scooter.
Yeah, that's I would say as well.
First Scooter to hit four homers.
Me more worried about him stealing second with a name like Scooter than hitting four home runs on me. We're at the Kansas City State Company right now. Eric Hosmer signing autographs here. A great spot to get your Father's Day gifts. You can come on down, 5140 Kansas Ave. All kinds of great combinations with their steaks and their burgers and everything here. It is just a great spot to be here today. And, of course, we're playing for Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Wonderful Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. We're going to throw out some love. Jeff, the owner at Joe's Kansas City, inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame.
I saw that.
I'm going to tell you right now, if Jeff, if he's not in there, was there really even a Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Since it is number one.
Yeah, I mean, was there really a Hall of Fame if Jeff?
I'm sure there is.
Is not in there.
Barbecue Hall of Fame.
Congratulations, Jeff Stenny, and he and his wife Joy started the barbecue team Slaughterhouse 5.
Right.
Back in 1990.
I forgot all about that.
That's opened the first restaurant in 96. Yeah, they were a championship barbecue team before they had the restaurants. I mean, isn't that every guy's dream?
That'll propel you.
Win some contests. I'm going to open up the restaurant.
Hang the ribbons.
Yeah. Ready mine's better than anybody's. Well, go for it, brother.
That's it.
Jeff did it. Jeff and Joy did.
Yep.
Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. It is absolutely fantastic. Great contributions to the barbecue community. And I love this. Demonstration of achievement in barbecue excellence. I'll say again. I mean, I want to celebrate this. Like, just now they checked that box off?
Yeah.
Got to pass a lot of criteria, son.
Unbelievable. From the Z-Man sandwich, their burn-ins. The ceremony will be during the American Royal and held at Kansas Speedway over the Labor Day weekend. So congratulations, Jeff and Joy. And I know Jeff, great guy. And I'll tell you one of the great things I'll tell you is real quick, talking about when they were opening the second location, I was there meeting with him. And I said, well, we're going to have a bar here. I said, oh, yeah, so you're going to have TVs? He's like, nope.
No,
we might have one or two, but – because we're not trying to create a bar. We want to sell barbecue.
Here's the deal.
And then they took that bar
out.
Sit
down. Eat.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your life?
As you know, you can grab a beer. You want to have a Corona Light while you're there? You can grab a beer and have it. But they are there for barbecue.
Oh, sure.
And I thought that said a lot to me. God, that was back in 2004.
Yeah.
2005, whenever they added that location there at 119th and Strangline. And I was like, you know, that says a lot. You know, he's looking to be the best at barbecue. And no, we're going to have the bar so when people, you know, are here and
they can have a beer with their
bar. They can't, right? But he's like, and then they later took that out. I thought that was, spoke to his commitment. So congratulations, Jeff, and everybody at Kansas City. At the Joe's Kansas City. Great work. Another great local company, just like we're at here with the Kansas City State Company. Frank, real quick, your thoughts. You've covered Bill Snyder's whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At K-State. Do you think it's time for him to take a step away?
I know everybody's on time. You know what? I think I'm going to let Bill Snyder take his step away when he wants to. I would not be surprised if that was after this season was over. I would not expect him at this moment to go, I am not going to coach the team in 2017. I would, he's going to have to reevaluate himself after this season. He has a lot invested in this season. I think they have an excellent team coming back. He looks at it as a total team effort as well. I don't want to walk out on the kids right now as well. Maybe after this season's over, end the bowl season, or between the end of the season and the bowl game, depending on what it is, we can start making that transition. But he's not going to walk away before the season. I don't think he should. I think he should sit down and reevaluate where he is from a health standpoint and from where he is as a football coach. And is it starting to affect him? Is his age starting to affect him and what he's doing? That's the first faux pas I've ever known Bill Snyder to make, was the other day. It's the first time I've ever, you know, that's the first time that's ever happened, that I've ever seen that happen. So I think he was angry. I think he was angry about the questioning. I think he was angry about the kid. I think he was angry about the way the kid reacted on Twitter. And I think
As he should be.
He fired back.
He called a slave master.
Right. He fired back and said, well, you know, we had some drug situation. And that, you can't do that. And I know when Gene Taylor was at the Royals game on Friday, answered all the questions, he was very forthcoming when he said to me, which perked my ears up, was, boy, we hope they don't sue. I went, oh, man. He really is putting it right out.
Well, it says to me that if he sues, then he didn't test positive twice.
Yes,
he did test positive twice. Well, Bill Snyder broke no laws.
Yeah, I understand that, but it sort of, yeah, I understand he didn't.
I don't think, unless that comes under the medical confidentiality,
the
somehow HIPAA? That's a medical.
You sure it doesn't come under
HIPAA? I don't know. It might. If
I think it does come
maybe,
under HIPAA.
I think it does, yeah. I do, too.
It does?
I think so.
I believe so, yes.
Well, excuse me if I don't take you as the definitive source, Rob.
Rob MD.
Yeah. On a drug test, you think I'm not the definitive source.
You know, the notion you said of
touche. Second time I'm beaten. Shane threw my 10 back at me because I was complaining about him not getting the burgers quick enough. And then now Rob.
He still didn't get you the burgers.
No, it's twice today.
The notion you mentioned of, you know, Bill Snyder can step aside when he wants to, I think that's been out there for a long time, but it's generally been while things are going well. And Bill Snyder's winning 11 games at the age of 72 or whatever, it's easy to go, he can leave when he wants to. But there could be a possibility where...
Of course there would.
Yeah, when he goes past that, and you're like, how much life does that have, and how right. impermeable to...
How long were we going to take, 75
yeah.
or
Look,
six?
Eddie Robinson kept coaching at Grambling, and they let him walk out. He coached at Grambling, and they were down to like two or three wins.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
And he literally, it was hard to watch because he barely could even get out on the field. But he didn't want to retire, and that's one of the things, you know, you and I have talked about it, and I think, you know, you're stepping down now,
yeah.
and you're not slipping. We've talked, like, I don't think any of us want to be, you know, a comedic version of what we once were. There comes a time where you can't do the job.
Exactly.
And I think you've got to rely on, and I hope Bill Snyder has this group of friends, and I'm not saying they're there now. They're not. He is not there now. But start talking about other kids having a drug test, then I'm going to start to really think maybe he is.
Yeah.
You know, put K-State at jeopardy for being sued a couple more times this year. And I'm going to say, okay, he's there. But you need people around you that you can trust that can go, look, it's
Coach.
Time.
Right.
It's time. And we see it in broadcasting, too, where there are guys that really the – well, that was not a good move. Where really the time has come for somebody to, you know, say, okay, I'm done. And you don't have those people around them. And – It's just you don't want to see the guy embarrass himself. Now, I want to be clear, K-State fans, that time is not now.
No, it's not.
But, Curtis, you're right. I mean, it may be here quicker than you believe.
The idea that he can leave when he wants is
noble.
Is noble, but it has no place in sports.
I think he'll know. I don't think he's going to be Eddie Robinson. Okay, I don't. I don't think he'll be like that. I think he'll know. I think he does have some close friends that would not be afraid to sit him down and say, Coach, man, we've had this battle with throat cancer. You know, the whole thing, it's you know, you're in a tremendously stressful situation. And he'll always say, well, now it's a well-oiled machine, and my son is doing this, and everybody's taking away a lot of this stuff off my shoulders, you know, that I was so anal retentive about, you know, that I had to do every little thing. He doesn't feel he has to do that anymore, but he still wants to coach, and I still think he's capable. And I think he really, this year for him, I think this is a big year for him because I really think he has a really good football team. And he's got the right home games, and I just think he does not want to ride out right now. After this season's over, the more he talks about somebody taking his place, the more you think that, well, you start thinking about it. It's about time to do it. So.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think right now he's good to go.
He's
move forward and coach.
He's good to go.
But it is, you need to be aware.
Right.
I think when you go through a health scare, like, you know, a life-threatening health scare at that age,
oh.
It takes a toll. The chemotherapy takes a toll.
It's going to get your attention, too. It has to get your attention. My gosh, you're there. Like, he's supposed to be at spring ball, walks in that one day, has raincoat on, he has his dress shoes on, slacks. He'd just come back from KU Med Center in treatment.
That stuff takes a toll on people who were in in their 30s who were previously in fantastic condition.
Yeah.
Someone who's 77, I can only imagine the impact it has.
Yeah. I mean, it's something to just keep an eye on.
Yeah.
And I am surprised that Gene Taylor said that.
Yeah, I am too. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I look at the last thing I'll say on this, and we'll take a break and get to Frank Opinions. I assume Rob, correct? The last thing I'll say about this is I do think when you think of the transfer thing, and I think it is noble what he does and not running guys off, but I think he's going to have to adjust on the transfer thing because I know everybody wants to say, well, let football be your guide, and basketball needs to stop allowing the transfers. That genie's out of the bottle.
Yeah, sure.
And you've got to figure out how to tailor your program to where you can live with and accept and still compete when guys transfer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's part of it. That world is not going to change.
Right. No, nobody wants to back up anybody. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to wait their turn either.
Yeah, and that world's not changing.
No.
And that's just how it is.
I think
you've got to be able to coach in that world.
And I think maybe Gene Taylor got his point across too.
I remember asking Dick Vermeil when they made all the cuts. He was done coaching, and I was maybe at a Super Bowl or whatever, and they limited the practices and all that stuff, and that just came down. I said, well, you know, coach, I mean, could you have coached today with all the limits and everything they put on the practices? He's like, well, sure, you just change what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was remarkable because I thought he said, no, without pads, I'm not messing with it. You got to have the pads. And he said, no, you got to change with the times. He goes, you know, there are things when I was coaching with the Chiefs or coaching with the Rams that I couldn't do what I did with the Eagles. You just can't. You have to change with the times. And I think that's an important thing for Bill Snyder and anybody who's coaching. You're going to have to change with the times. You do not get to determine whether or not times change. Times will change, and you must adjust with it.
Yeah, they're rules. New rules. You got to abide by the new rules, whether you went by the old rules or not. You got new rules. There's a new sheriff in town, and you've got to abide by the new rules. It's almost like, who was it, Pete Carroll and the Seahawks got, didn't they get practices taken away because they hit too many times during the offseason? You know, it's one of those deals, you know. You're going to get caught. Somebody's, one of the players that you cut or whatever is going to go, oh, geez, we hit 3 days a week up there. You know what I mean? So.
All right, you're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we are broadcasting live here at the Kansas City State Company, 5140 Kansas Ave. All kinds of great Father's Day gifts. You can get them right here at 5140. Walk into the retail store. And Eric Hosmer signing autographs here for a little bit longer. Frank Opinions coming up next. Frank Bull from 41 Action News is in the program. Was that on, Rob, or what?
Of course. No, yeah. Go ahead. You were saying?
A snake in a creek by the by my house.
All right, okay, gotcha.
He's talking about he doesn't like snakes.
So yes,
there's like a 9-foot snake by my this creek by my house.
Flying, I would rather square up a bear than a wasp.
I
know where the bear's coming from. The wasp, I can't get a hold of.
You say that now.
Oh yeah, of course.
Until the grizzly stands on its back legs and it's 8 feet tall.
I'll take an angry dog over a wasp.
By the way, I do love the visual.
On the size of the dog.
I know where the dog's coming from.
I
have feet. I got a shot. I got no chance against an angry wasp.
I do love the visual.
You outrunning a dog.
No, I'm talking about kicking.
I do love the visual of the bear up on its back legs and Curtis assuming a fighting scene.
Yeah, right.
I've got that picture in my head. Like he's going to stick and move.
First bear to die from laughter. Bear just falls over.
We're at the Kansas City State Company. Eric Hosmer signing autographs here. We're coming down the stretch run of that time. But you can still get great gifts for Dad coming in and take advantage of it. The 810 grilling combo, $99. Big old bug right there.
That's a drone.
I think it's Johnny Rowland's helicopter just flew in there buzzing.
25-ounce top sirloins, 12 9.5-ounce honey teriyaki ribeyes, 4 10-ounce KC strips, and 3 1-pound bags of steak fries.
Love the steak
fries. All for $99. Thank you, guys. Thank you for the offer. He's old. You might check on him. He might die. Do you need water?
I'm good.
All right, he's going to be okay right now. Check back, though, fellas.
Frank
thank you.
Rob offer. Roy he's working on.
Don't be a stranger.
Fine young men there helping work the event. Thanks to the folks at Kansas City State. They've done a great job, by the way. Sometimes get this many people can be out of hand, but they've done a great job.
Yep. So. People have been great, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Very respectful.
Absolutely. All right, Frank Opinions.
Here we go.
Brought to you by the Low T Center. Frank Bull from 41 Action News is with us. Curtis Siebel, where do we begin?
All right, your girlfriend made you leave last night's game early.
Whoa!
Is she still your girlfriend today? As someone tweeted me last night, left early, girlfriend said we got to go.
No. dropped her. I mean, that's hot potato.
That's a hard one for me to answer. Because, well, because it wouldn't have been my girlfriend if I thought that was even a possibility.
Right.
So I'm gonna say no. I mean, my wife used to act like she liked going to sporting events when we dated.
Didn't.
Then the truth comes out once you give her the ring. I mean, it wasn't even the walk down the aisle. Okay. No. Oh, ring? He's done. He's cooked. And then you get the real story about what they actually enjoy going out to do. And so, you know, she knew. She you know, tricked me.
Sure.
And but now she just be like, I'm not going. So now it'd be fine. She'd be like, I'm not going. Go have fun with your friends.
All right.
Which is a good deal. I got no complaints. Let me make that clear. I am not complaining. I want to make that crystal
just
clear.
Just in case.
For all my wife's friends who listen and go, yeah, your husband was bitching about you yesterday.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Love
but
you.
But no, she would not still be. No, she'd be out on me.
Gone.
Out.
Out.
You gone.
57-43. Yes. She still is.
Well,
some
I mean.
Forgiving men out there or women flooded the lines.
Or you're a casual fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Hey, I was on TV last night. I was out at 7-1.
Braggart. Braggart.
I was done. 7-1. This is over. Of course, I got hammered on Twitter.
You got hammered?
Whoa.
Whoa. You're hammered in the ballpark?
Twitter.
And went and did the news.
Ballpark. Twitter.
Yeah. When a guy's a short timer, you heard it here, they get all messed up.
Can do whatever you want.
Crazy,
whatever.
Drunk, throwing
scums.
Up.
You scums, whatever.
And then do the sports. That explains a lot. I saw the sports last night.
It was a little.
Yeah. No, you didn't. You were watching the end of the game, and it happened right as I was in the middle of sports.
Thanks to Applause Custom Sight and Sound, Frank, I have a multiple TV set up, and I've always got my eye on 41. Always.
There are 105 games left. How many more games will Whit Merrifield be in the leadoff spot? 52 or fewer, 53 or more?
53 or more.
So we'll be more than
you
that.
Said, I'm staying with this for a while.
The fans are going to go with
Ned Yost is like,
they're staying. There'll be some sour.
They love them some Whit.
Yeah, Whit's big hit last night keeps him in there for another week. And so I think they're going to be on board with Whit.
66, 34, 53 or more.
So Whit.
I really think he will be, too. I really think he's – I really just think he's going to be there.
He keeps being productive.
Well, I mean, I think that answers because that's what Ned was waiting on.
Yeah, waiting
what
for
does
somebody.
Frank think? What does Frank think?
Well, he's got it. A couple crusty old guys. There you go. It's that crusty old man thing.
Carlos Beltran is in town. Best Royals center fielder ever. Otis, Wilson, Beltran, Kane.
Well, just the best guy ever to play center?
This is
how do you
best Royal center fielder ever. So I guess it would be best
Wilson
center fielder
for
ever.
For me. So I'll say Willie Wilson. That's for me.
Of course, but I mean, it's not going to be Otis because the young folks that are on the Twitter, they're not going to say
they really don't know Willie Wilson either.
And to me, it's between Amos Otis and Carlos Beltran and Willie Wilson. Who else you say?
Kane.
What about DeJesus?
He's not in that category.
What about Podsednik?
No.
No.
Okay. I love that.
Kane's, you know, the younger crowd's going to say Kane.
Sure they are.
They won a world championship. The older crowd's going to say Wilson because they won a championship. The answer, the correct answer is Carlos Beltran.
There you are.
If it's the best guy who ever played center field, the best player to play center field on a regular basis for the Royals, it's Beltran 1. It's probably Otis 2, Wilson 3, and they're up there. Then it's Kane 4. Okay. They're all really good. But the answer is going to be Kane. The fans are going to say Kane.
Okay. 44, Wilson.
What'd you say?
Wilson.
He said Wilson.
I said Wilson.
44 Wilson, 27 sure. Beltran, 16 Kane, 13
of course it's probably Wilson.
I nailed it. I absolutely had the pulse of the fans with that one.
The only thing that was down there was Kane.
Wow. Kane was third.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Those are smart fans.
Yep.
You know, I love Kane, but he's not better than those other three guys, so I'm cool with
that. I agree with that.
And Amos Otis is just, it's been so long.
Yeah.
AO is a hell of a ball player, you know. Yeah. Ask around, kids.
Beltran didn't, what did he play, four full, 6 years? Four
left
in the
middle of 04.
Five and a half.
Yeah. Five and a half season, yeah. Longevity factor has something to do with that as well.
Five and a half. But
we can squeeze three here in 2 minutes. Hey,
but Beltran's the best player of the bunch. Do we agree?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's great.
I don't think it's
awesome
a question.
Player, yes.
Okay. Should the Chiefs sign Eric Decker? Yes or no?
Sure, it's a name they know. They like that idea. Fans will say
get
yes.
Him cheap, heck yes.
55-45, not nearly as one-sided.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was 70-30 maybe because fans are, they don't, it's not their money. To.
By the way, Jeremy Macklin's spending his second day in Buffalo. He was supposed to go to Baltimore today, so that might be a sign. But go ahead.
What's the score, Rob? I know you're there lighting farts with Lebo and whatnot, but who's winning?
Me.
Okay.
Who else?
Two more.
Maybe.
What will interrupt Andy Reid's press conference next week? A backfiring 72 Plymouth Duster? A rocket launch? Or a screaming goat?
We know it will be something.
Yes. It'll be the backfire. What was the first one?
Backfiring 72 Plymouth.
I like
it's between
that
the Plymouth and the goat, but I'll take the Plymouth. Let it all ride.
60% screaming goat.
Oh!
Backfiring Plymouth 29, rocket launch 11.
Yeah.
And finally, favorite YouTube
I
song.
Thought that the use of the term Plymouth would bring them out.
I love Plymouth.
You know, the defunct car brand. Plymouth.
Favorite U2 song, New Year's Day, Pride in the Name of Love, With or Without You, or Beautiful Day.
I like Beautiful Day is my favorite U2 song. Although
with
or Without You, I like. Yeah, I'll take Beautiful Day.
So what are my choices? Snow Sunday, Bloody Sunday, huh? That'd
nope.
be mine.
New Year's Day.
That's a good one, too.
Pride in the Name of Love, With or Without You, Beautiful Day.
I'm going to go With or Without You.
With or Without You, 43, Beautiful Day, 43, Pride, 16, New Year's Day.
Break.
I love this is what I heard. It's a tie. Break.
Well, he's got to get the Chiefs in. The Chiefs are coming. Come on.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back. What in the world, Seren? It's coming up next here in the program. Came in with them.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Oh, we're back. I'm sorry. What in the world, Frank? What do you got for me?
All right. Who said President Trump is not welcome to visit his city?
Frank Bull.
The mayor of London.
Okay.
Who was going in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee on Thursday?
Well, that's the old FBI director.
Okay,
God, even
good.
I know that one.
All right, James Comey's his name.
Don't know his name, but yeah.
Whose sexual assault case went to trial this week?
Bill Cosby.
Very good.
Yeah.
And this is sort of a sports deal. Who will star as Joe Paterno in the movie about Jerry Sandusky? Who's going to be Joe Paterno?
Yeah, it's very important to not play the wrong sound bites from his career.
Exactly.
Because with this subject matter, it would not go well.
Right.
It would be the iconic actor, Jason Robards. No, Al Pacino.
Very
Al Pacino.
Good. That's
Al Pacino.
Excellent. There you go.
Yeah. So, and you can't make any jokes because
no, you're not allowed.
We're just done.
Drop it.
Come back. Chiefs next.